My basic message is that people want what you represent. They want integrity, the common good versus corporate greed. All people want this. Not just the bean sprout eaters, the snuff dippers also want this. America wants this because, of course, it's grounded in those founding values of economic fairness, social justice, equal opportunity for all people. Sometimes we make assumptions about other people who might not be in this theater tonight. We make assumption that therefore they might be conservative. And indeed, they might call themselves conservative, but it doesn't matter. The real political spectrum in our nation is not right to left. It's top to bottom. Right to left is theory. That's ideology. Top to bottom is experience. That's where people actually live. And the 80% majority in this country, at least, the 80% who have seen no increase in their income during that period of unprecedented economic prosperity, the 80% majority that either are not voting at all, even in presidential years, or are voting against rather than voting for somebody, the 80% majority in this country that feel that their ambitions and aspirations have been stomped on, that 80% majority knows that they're no longer even in shouting distance of the powers at the top, no matter what those powers at the top call themselves. That 80% majority wants what we want. They want our country back from the greed heads and boneheads, back from the speculators and spoilers, back from the bankers and bosses, back from the big shots and bastards who are running roughshod over all of us. My old Aunt Eula, said something to me years ago. She was a farmer up in Northeast Texas, around the town of Bonham, and she said something I didn't understand. I was but a boy at the time, but I think I do now. She said to me, "Jim, the water won't ever clear up till we get the hogs out of the creek." Isn't that our problem? The hogs are in the creek. And the hogs are fouling our economic and political and environmental waters. I don't know if you know anything about hogs or not, but you don't get a hog out of the creek by saying, "Here, hog, here, hog." You got to put your shoulders to it and shove that hog out of the creek. Now more than ever, we've got to bring our progressive forces together. We've got to get together, get to know each other, get connected to push the hogs out of the creek. We have enormous power at the grassroots level. And my main message to you is simply that what you're doing is what true patriots, the patriots of America's democratic history, have always had to do, and that now we must take up more than ever before. I don't know if you realize, I know some of you do, but think about it some. Our democracy is very fragile, and it's very much under attack right now, not by terrorists from abroad, but by George W. Bush and John Ashcroft and too many members of Congress who are willing to sacrifice it.